Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful start to a beautiful Labor Day weekend. What if I told you that we just had some breaking news that'll make it even more wonderful? What if I told you that what happened today not only promises to box the Democrats permanently out of congressional power, but it looks as if, in addition, the Democrats have just lost the White House for the next generation, and they don't even know it yet? What I'm about to show you will shock every liberal watching this. We've got some breaking news that just dropped. The state of Missouri is now officially joining Trump's redistricting revolution. Governor Mike Kehoe has just announced that he is going to call a special session to redraw Missouri's congressional map, and Democrat Emanuel Cleaver's district is about to get demolished. They're going to go from 6 Republicans to 2 Democrat seats to a new map that'll be 7 Republicans to 1 Democrat. We're also getting word that Governor Ron DeSantis is going to give Gavin Newsom a little present here. He's going to counter Gruesome Newsom's map with his own brand new redistricting map with 5 new Republican seats in Florida. Now, this is all happening as Governor Greg Abbott has just signed into law Texas' 5 new Republican seats. In addition to that, we've got Ohio with at least 2, possibly 3 new Republican seats coming in. So all told, as we speak, there are now upwards of 14 new GOP seats in place for the upcoming midterms. The Cook Political Report has the Republicans sitting pretty much at about 217 seats. They just need one more to retain control of the House. And that's if no other red states redistrict. And several have said they are going to join. Louisiana, of course, is currently in front of the Supreme Court as we speak. They want a Democrat district declared unconstitutional based on being racially drawn district. It's part of the overturning the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, where Democrats have been forcing racially drawn districts that deliberately and intentionally exclude whites. Louisiana wants that overturned, and that would end up declaring upwards of 25 Democrat congressional districts unconstitutional literally overnight. Now, this is coming on the heels of the latest census numbers that have the Democrats absolutely panicked. By 2030, the electoral map will be so rigged in favor of Republicans and conservatives that Democrats would need a miracle to ever win the White House again. We're talking about the complete political realignment of America, and it's already happening as we speak. So the 2030 census is going to trigger the biggest political earthquake in modern history. Texas is already gaining 3 electoral votes, possibly 4. Florida's gaining 2, possibly 3. Utah and Idaho are each gaining 1. Montana is gaining 1. These are deep red states getting more power, more electoral votes. Meanwhile, California is losing 3 electoral votes at least. New York is losing 2. Illinois and Minnesota, they're all losing 1. So these are the Democrats' strongest strongholds, as it were, and they're literally shrinking. So let me break down the math that has the Democrats panicking behind closed doors. In 2024, if Democrats swept the entire Rust Belt, or more the blue states, blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, they would have barely won. But in 2032, with those same results, winning every single blue wall state, Republicans would still win by 16 electoral votes. You see, up until now, since the 1990s, the Democrat electoral strategy has always depended, and that's the key term, depended on the 3 blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If they don't win all 3, they simply cannot win the White House. Now, they could pick off a state like Georgia, but That would mean they still need two of the three blue wall states. And the blue wall states tend to vote in unison, as it were. The problem now, the nightmare scenario facing the Democrats, is that the new census reapportionments, they reapportion electoral votes in such a way that even if the Democrats were to sweep all three blue wall states, they would still lose. Their blue wall strategy has crumbled. And to make matters even worse, all three blue wall states have been trending Republican since 2020. So you got two dynamics going on here. You got all three blue wall states trending red. At the same time, the national population is fleeing blue states and taking up residence in red states and gaining their electoral ground. And obviously, this isn't just random population shifts. This is Americans fleeing liberal policies with their feet. People are escaping California's insane taxes, New York's out-of-control crime, Illinois' corruption, and they're flooding into Texas and Florida, conservative deep red states that actually work. And here's the kicker. When they move, they're bringing their electoral votes with them, all the while they're making the red states even deeper red. But to make matters even worse, the Republicans aren't waiting for 2030. Trump is playing 4D chess right now. Again, against the backdrop of all the redistricting, Missouri and Texas and Ohio and Florida, Trump is also pushing for a mid-decade census that could make that electoral map a reality by the time we get to 2028. And again, we got a Supreme Court ready to overturn the VRA, the racially drawn Democrat districts, which would make upwards of 25 Democrat districts disappear as unconstitutional overnight. And again, it gets worse. If Trump succeeds in changing how we count the census and excluding illegal migrants from the census, which he should, California could lose 5 or 6 electoral votes instead of just 3. New York could lose even more as well, precisely because they both rely on millions of illegal migrants to boost their census numbers. Gang, this isn't just about winning elections. This is about the fundamental transformation of American politics. We're looking at a scenario where a new Trumpian GOP could control the White House, Congress, and the Supreme Court for decades. The question isn't whether this political realignment will happen. It's only a matter of how fast. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And of course, as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.